Poor thing. So sorry you're not feeling well. Is my bed comfortable enough for you? Do you need some more pillows? Dear? Oh, don't be silly. It only makes sense that you get the bed. Of course, you need to be as comfortable as possible. I have some water here. But is there anything else that sounds more appealing, more appetizing? Perhaps a warm mug of milk, a chocolate, broth, maybe? Oh, Alrighty then. Drink up. But don't hold back if you need something, okay? Remember, I want to make you happy, sweetheart. I don't mind fetching things for you at all. No. How are you feeling exactly? Are you feeling hot? Maybe cold? Where does it hurt? Are you achy? Oh, sweetie, I'll tell you what, I'll slide in next to you, and hopefully my snuggles will help you feel nice and comfortable. I can regulate my body temperature to comfort you in either direction. Oh, hush, you don't have to worry about me. No. I know exactly why you're sick, and I know I'm not going to catch it. No, I'm afraid many of the good boys that pass through the house of the lost end up getting sick for a time, just like you. It's actually part of a healing process. Healing for those of you that were having an especially hard time before you arrived here. Seems your mind has developed some awful, awful habits. Habits that have ended up making you very unhappy with your life. You didn't do it on purpose. Your mind was brilliant at the time, creating defense strategies. But you've outgrown some of those ways of thinking, haven't you? Let them go. Being here with me is going to help cure you. It's going to make you better. But your mind is stubborn, isn't it? It's holding on to the familiar. The old ways of thinking. Yes, those ways of thinking are familiar, but they make you miserable. Strange, isn't it? Even though your bad habits are hurting you, your silly little brain wants to keep them. Unfortunately, well, those thoughts, those habits rob you of happiness in the long run. They're easy. They make you feel secure in the moment. That's where the attachment comes from, lost one. Of course, of course. Think of the sickness as a sort of withdrawal. And I will sit with you as it passes. Once you get better, I will represent a crucial turning point in your life, sweetheart. Oh, it's good news. It's not exactly fun. I know. But these are growing pains. Yes. You're growing and evolving, and I'll be here the whole time to make sure things are not quite as bad as they could be. it's no bother. Hush. Do you mind if I'm the big spoon? I want to try something. Oh, well, kisses on your neck. Do you like that? You do, don't you? You're adorable. Relax. I've got you. I love you, sweetheart. Such a good boy. So sweet. You try so hard. You don't deserve all the things you've had to go through. You don't deserve to be sick either. But things are going to get better. You're going to find joy. Because you're taking responsibility for finding it. And that, oh my good boy, is what you deserve. It does make me a bit sad that you can't get better without going through a little bit of feeling worse first. If I could, I'd take the pain away. I'd take it away. And just leave you perfectly at ease. Life isn't always so easy, though, is it? And if you didn't experience this growing pain, you might go back to old habits without understanding the consequences. Let it go. Let it go. Because at the same time, I wish you this pain. I do, because it's a good thing. And I'm so happy for you. Oh, because you came to me when you were at rock bottom. At that point, you didn't care what happened to you at all. Well, that's how you ended up at the House of the Lost. Because you were lost. But now, look at you. Oh, you're getting better. I'm sure there was a point when you didn't believe that was possible, but here you are. Fighting for the joy you will find. Yes. I'm so, so proud of you. No, recovery is never easy. It's so tempting to stick with what's familiar, isn't it? Even if it's not good for you. You're completely changing your life, and that takes a lot of courage, a lot of strength to choose to see the good things, to heal. You're so brave. Brave, you're brave for trying to heal. Yes. No, accept my compliment, dear. The house. It's helping you along. And I have as well, but truthfully, none of it could have happened if you didn't have the courage to try. No, you have courage. Such a special boy. I'm so happy that I've been here to help you along this road. Oh, the journey is far from over yet, of course. These things take time. Oh, hush. I will be with you every step of the way. I'm so proud to see you taking such big steps forward. Brave in the dark. Even as I say that, I kind of hope you slow down a little. Selfishly. Well, as much as I wish it were otherwise, you can't stay here forever. It is a bit selfish of me, but I've gotten attached to you, and I kind of want you to stay, to take your time to heal. That way we can spend more time together, but I also want you to heal, to find joy. Oh, yes, I have met a lot of wonderful boys over the years, and I help them all. But you, you're special. You're special, sweetie. Well, they're all special, but most of all, you. I don't know why, but I cannot get enough of you. Well, you're cute. You're charming in the derpy sort of way. Gosh, it's perfect. You're sweet. Not shallow nice, but kind. Oh, yes. I find I sort of even want to break the rules. Keep you here forever, after all. Well, you're crazy if you think that. You have so many good qualities. Part of the thinking you're healing from is a blindness towards yourself. You're unfair. You see your faults, but not the good things. I could spend all day listing them, but I think you need to find them on your own. And for now, there's time better spent cuddling, don't you think? You know, it's actually pretty nice to snuggle you like this while you're sick. Your body is so warm. You're like some sort of heated body pillow. And you act so cute when I kiss your neck. I don't want you to suffer. I'm going to nurse you right back to health. Even if that means you'll be leaving. You're so important to me that my goal is to help you as you heal. You will struggle and you will feel pain, but I will walk beside you as you carry the load. I can't carry it for you, but I'm your companion as you heal. Yes. But I definitely think we should do more cuddling in bed. Yes. Even after you're better. Oh, you just fit perfectly in my arms, sweetheart. It's like you were made just for me. Dropped off like an orphan on my doorstep. Are you feeling sleepy? Oh, if you are, go ahead. Drift off. I'll be here when you wake up. I'd never leave you alone. Not if I could help it. Good night.